Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for this hour of music. We were focusing on Songs of New. This is the third episode of that. We'll be done with it from now, and we'll go on to something else next week. This is, we're listening to John Doyle, and he's doing something called The New Post Office. And after all, nothing is as great and ripe for celebration as a new post office, right? Especially if it isn't in a drugstore, if it's a real post office. This is show number 169. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy at least some of this music. The variety of 14 tracks I'm going to try to get through. I'll tell you slightly a bit more about John Doyle, but if you've listened to the show before, you know who he is. Anyways, and we'll move on from there in just a moment. Back to the post office. That's some of the great guitar picking there from John Doyle, who grew up in Dublin, relocated to New York when he was quite young, actually. He was playing professionally by the age 16, and he sort of has this very rhythmic, sophisticated approach to Irish guitar accompaniment. He sort of set a new standard for the instrument, some would say. He was part of Solus, that wonderful Irish-American group, and he went on to a solo career. Many solo releases since then, I've played him before. That's from something called Masters of the Irish Guitar. The New Post Office. He went into a couple of other things, Cohen's Memories and the Atlantic Wave. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we are doing Songs of New once more. This is the third episode of that series, and then we'll move on to, I think I'm going to play some new releases actually next week, but who knows what will happen between now and then. Next up, we have the Saw Doctors, who I don't think I've played on this show before. They're an Irish rock band. They're formed in 1986 in Tuam in County Galway. And they've had like 18 top 30 singles in Ireland and three number ones. Their first number one was a song called I Used to Love Her. And that's something you hear pub bands do all over the world probably. It topped the Irish charts for 9 consecutive weeks back in 1990. And it still holds the record as the country's all-time biggest selling single. They're quite well known for their live performances. They have a bit of a cult following, especially in Ireland and the UK and parts of the US. It was a trio. They got their start playing small gigs in local venues, and two of the originals are still in the band, sort of the only constant presences. And the reason why they have such a diversity in their repertoire is probably because they've had this continuing fluidity, I guess, in the lineup and new people coming and so on. They got fairly popular early on. And during 1987, 88, they toured in support of some Irish bands like Hothouse Flowers. Remember them? This great band. The Stunning. They played a residency at in Galway. And the Waterboys were doing their album at that time, Fisherman's Blues, nearby. And so they got to know each other. And so actually a couple of the Waterboys were in the Saw Doctors and back and forth as well. So they took a break in 2013. initially for a year, but it took about 3 years. They came back, and they're back in the studio. They've made about 15 releases, and this is something that fits our theme today. This is something called Good News, the Saw Doctors.
Oh, I watched the news at 6 o'clock. Made me want to cry. The oceans are polluted, and we've damaged all the sky. And there's wars and rumors, and a hungry baby cries. And still we have to suffer politicians' lies. Just give me the good news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can keep the bad, just give me the good news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, not the sad. All your money, it never goes far enough these days. The rich just getting richer, the poor man always pays. The postman brings the bad news, the bills come to the door. In those greedy little envelopes, always wanting more. Oh, give me the good news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can keep the bad, just give me the good news. And you roll them into one. Give me the two sides of the story, the mirror and the sun. Put away the misery, put away the gun. It's been a hard old century, there's a better one to come. Oh, this is the good news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can keep the bad. Yes, this is the good news. Give me the good news.
listening here to something called The New Irish Barn Dance. It's from Dedannan, a band that was once described as the Rolling Stones of the Irish traditional music. They were formed in 1975 in Galway, and they became one of the most influential bands in traditional Irish music. They kind of went their separate ways in 2003, but then there were two different Dedannans operating, but we don't want to tell that story. They have about 14 albums, and they all still stand up. Before that, we heard the Saw Doctors, also from Ireland, and something called Good News, a great song with great lines there about how we still have to suffer politicians' lies. And this was written a couple of decades ago, and it's sounding awfully familiar, right? Talking about, we had the post office, the song about the, or the tune about the new post office first off in the show, and here they're talking about, you know, the bad news sometimes comes in the post, the bills, those greedy little envelopes always wanting more. And that's from the Saw Doctors. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 169, where we're talking about songs of new. And next up, we have the Holmes Brothers, and they have a song here called The New and Improved Me. And this is something that happens sometimes. People say, oh, well, you know, I'm better now. I've done my New Year's resolutions. Just watch me. But the Holmes Brothers, Sherman and Wendell, and they had a friend as well. They were an American musical trio, originally from Christchurch in Virginia. They mixed sounds from blues and gospel and country and rhythm and blues, and they had about 12 studio albums out, and three of them got on the top five Billboard blues album charts. Their parents were school teachers, and they fostered the boys' early interest in music. They listened to things like traditional Baptist hymns and anthems and spirituals, as well as blues music like Jimmy Reed and Junior Parker and B.B. King and so on, put it all together. And this song, The New Improved Me, shows their blues background, but also the old Baptist notions about redemption and renewal and so on. So in many ways, the Holmes Brothers' music kind of spans from Saturday night in the beer halls and the blues joints to Sunday morning in the gospel choirs and the redemption sheds. This is The New and Improved Me. Toothpaste and a cold.
this is a new and improved me.
Bit of bass and mandolin music there from Fred Redekop and Jay Taylor from out Manitoba way. They've explored the bass and mandolin instrumental repertoire. They've written a whole bunch of it themselves. Sort of a down-home mandolin player, Jay Redekop, and he's also along with a decidedly downtown bass player, Jay Taylor. As they put it, it's sort of the original quasi-alt-folk funky yet fiddly sojourn. Taking the I like how these promos are written. Takes the listener through the swampy backwoods of urban suburbia. They've been pals a long time. They're both piano tuners by day, and they might do some evening piano tuning. I don't know exactly, but they used to get together and talk about musical things, and they never actually tried playing until one day they sort of were jamming along to a drum track, and a few CDs later they gig around, and so, and they still tune pianos. That's from a CD called Just Pretend You Don't See Them. The New Cheater's Promise was the name of that. The New Cheater's Promise, which fit kind of nicely after the Holmes Brothers, The New and Improved Me. Because sometimes when you say I'm new and I'm better and I've changed, it's just The New Cheater's Promise. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 169, and we're doing Songs of New, the third episode of that. You could be listening a variety of ways. You could be on Voice of On Bay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Radio Belle Island, just 93.9 in Belle Island, Newfoundland, CJBI, or maybe Caper Radio, which is CJBU 107.3 in Sydney, Kipreton, however you got here. I'm glad you're joining me. Next up we have, it kind of fits with the Holmes Brothers kind of beer hall and Baptist revival meeting combination of music. This is the Blind Boys of Alabama and something called Newborn Soul from their CD Atom Bomb. The Blind Boys have been singing together for over 70 years maybe, and they've transcended a lot of barriers to become one of the most acclaimed bands, I suppose, in American modern music. They did their first, their debut single was in 1948, something called I Can See Everybody's Mother But Mine. This is the Blind Boys of Alabama, Newborn Soul. ¶¶
soul.
Newborn soul. Since the Holy Ghost took control.
I got a newborn soul.
Newborn soul. Since the Comforter made me whole.
My hands look new. My feet did too. Got wet in the midnight dew, but all I know,
that I know, thank the Lord, I got a newborn soul.
I got a new way of preaching, a new way of teaching, since the Holy Ghost took control. Souls are winning, a new. Thank the Lord, I've got a newborn soul. I got a newborn soul.
Newborn soul. Since the Holy Ghost took control,
I got a newborn soul.
Newborn soul. Since the Comforter made me whole.
In the midnight dew is all I know,
and I know. Thank God I got a newborn soul.
I got a
newborn soul. Since the Holy Ghost took control,
I got a newborn soul.
Newborn soul.
Thank you.
There's a set of tunes there called The New Copper Plate was the first tune, which just got it into this show and on New. Actually, I played the old Copper Plate there as well. And then I think at the end of it, after that ever so short pause, was something called The Scholar. That's a band called Burning Bridget Cleary, and for over a decade they were a pretty popular act on the Celtic and folk music circuit in parts of the U.S. East, especially, and beyond. Some crackerjack fiddle and banjo work, and you didn't hear it there, but some great harmonies as well. And they had a great stage presence. They had about 5 CDs of Celtic traditional music. They played at concerts and festivals and so on. A couple of tours to Ireland, including a visit to the cottage that Bridget Cleary allegedly lived in. Bridget Cleary is remembered sometimes as the last witch burned in Ireland, but the story is far more complicated than that, as is often the case. She was actually killed by her husband, 1895, and he believed, this was his defense in court, he believed that she had been abducted by fairies, and a changeling was left in her place. And so he claimed to have slain only the changeling. And so, anyway, it shows once again that the charges of witchcraft are only ways to justify plain and simple murder. That was Burning Bridget Cleary. The CD was called Totes for Goats. And next up we have, we're focusing on New here, and this is the third show on New, so it's getting a bit old, you know, as a theme. If you ever want to hear the first two shows, you didn't hear them, you can always go to rbbmusic.ca, and all the shows are there. Actually, I haven't got the first two up yet, but I have to do that right after I finish recording this show. Next up we have Edward II, and they were also known as E2 or Edward II and the Red Hot Polkas or E2K. Anyway, they're an English band which played a fusion of world music and English and folk and reggae, and they incorporated a fair bit of brass at the time. And they were active from, I think they started out in 1980, they broke up in 1999, they returned as E2K in 2000, they dissolved again in 2003, they reformed for tours in 2009, when it's about reformed, you get the theme here, but in about 2015, they got together. They're from Manchester in England, and they were working on a project that was called Manchester's Improving Daily Project. It included a lot of things, including music, and they made a CD out of that, and they recorded material to celebrate a collection of tunes that were written in Manchester during the Industrial Revolution. So we'll hear one of those tunes now, well, because it has New in it. And it's called A New Song, but the actual long title of this, which, you know, doesn't get on liner notes very much, is A New Song on the Great Demonstration, which is to be made on Kersal Moor, September 24th, 1838. Well, this is an updated version of that by Edward II.
This song which I have lately penned concerning a meeting which have now took place, how a rise for to gain and to better our case. The time it has come, the work has begun, to be free or forever be slaves. Humanitarian land, this day is the time. Reformers will now both their hands and hearts join. For freedom and liberty now is the cry, to no longer be slaves but like free men to die. So let us be steady, determined and ready when we meet on Kersal Moor. The poor man degraded down on his knees. The rich only worry what do he drink or wear. The poor clothed in rags, but the rich man don't care. So let us be steady, determined and ready when we meet on Kersal Moor. The time it has come, the work has begun, to be free or forever be slaves. So let us be steady, determined and ready when we meet on Kersal Moor. The time it has come, the work has begun, to be free or forever be slaves.
determined and ready when we meet on Curse-a-more. The time it has come, the work has begun, to be free or forever be slave. So let us be steady, determined and ready when we meet on Curse-a-more. The time it has come, the work has begun, to be free or forever be slaves. So let us be steady, determined and ready when we meet, boys, on Curse-a-more.
Listen to a tune here called The New Rigged Ship, and it's from a band called The Ducks. They were one of the most musically adventurous groups to come out of the roots scene there for a while. Neo-folk was what they were called sometimes. They were formed in Winnipeg in 2001, and their last concerts were sitting around 2016, a blend of old-timey and French-Canadian, Celtic, and so on, but they had the shades of blues and soul and Cuban rhythms and so on. Put together by Leonard Podolak, who helped to form the Ducks. He's an Appalachian-influenced clawhammer banjo player. Singer Jesse Harvey and fiddle player Tanya Elizabeth and Celtic-influenced guitarist Jordan McConnell. They had a few lineup changes over the days. That was from their CD called Fast Paced World. I think there's a couple other tunes thrown in there before we got to New Rigged Ship, Cumberland Gap, and Patty on the Turnpike. Before that, we heard from Edward II and a bit of rock steady music from 1838. That was a new song on the Great Demonstration, which is to be made on Kersal Moor, September 24th, 1838. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And we're going to continue on now with another band called, this guy's the Lonnie Donegan Skiffle Group. And Lonnie Donegan was a very influential member of the pop scene in the United Kingdom in the 50s and 60s especially. And he's known as an individual who kind of helped to launch the skiffle movement in the UK. He was born in Glasgow. He learned to play guitar, became a singer. He's a great admirer of country folk from the United States and blues music and so on. And when he was playing with other bands, in between sets, he would put a little washboard and a T-chest bass and a cheap Spanish guitar. And he would play this old American stuff or whatever. And he just gave the impression that it was a lot of fun. And it really caught on. In 1956, he did a version of Rock Island Line. It was a huge hit. And he put more than 30 songs on the UK charts between 58 and 62. He was quite popular there. And one of the artists who cited the influence of Lonnie's music on their own music was the Beatles. And so when they were rising to popularity, actually his went into decline. But he continued to work. The most recent album, I think, was in 2000 that he made with Van Morrison, his friend. And it was a skiffle album. He died in 2002. He was in midway through a tour of the United Kingdom. He was a performer right to the very end. This is a early song of his. Shows his skiffle, his American influence there. This is called New Burying Ground. Kind of like a train. Freight train starting off.
And let's go a-burying. Come on, come on, and let's go a-burying. Way
I can hear the hammer.
the Lonnie Donegan skiffle group from somewhere in the mid-1950s called New Burying Ground. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 169, shows with new, at least, or songs with new in the title. And you could be listening a variety of ways. Possibly you're listening on the internet, however you got there, through SoundCloud or Facebook or whatever. But you could be also listening on Bay of Islands Radio, which is CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, or Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. We have time for a few more tracks here yet. Next up, we have The Arrogant Worms. They're a Canadian musical comedy trio. They parodied, continue to parody many musical genres. They came together in 1991 to do a few spots on campus radio, CFRC. Big shout out to them, Kingston, Ontario. And the early feedback on the live shows was pretty clear. Just lose the sketches and do the songs. So the songs endured. And they quickly moved then to doing some spots on CBC Radio. Since 1992, and they've been recording, they've released, I think, 15 CDs, something like that, their most recent album, which was called, I love this, The First Farewell Album, because, you know, there's always several farewell albums. It was released, it's 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, in 2016. They've toured Canada, the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, and so on. And, of course, they use lots of different kinds of music to parody rock, folk, ballads, country, children's music, and so on. This is something, and it fits in with our theme of songs with new in the title. This is called New Car Smell, and they're making some interesting comparisons between an unsuccessful relationship and various other things in our lives. This is The Arrogant Worms.
Is like a new car smell. Sooner or later it all goes to hell. Somebody farts or spills some Taco Bell. Our love is like a new car smell. Our love is like a barbecue ignition. You know that button you push lights the propane emission. It works for a month, then the spark goes missing. Our love is like a barbecue ignition. Our love is like a video game that you play a lot, and then it gets lame, then a new one comes out. It's better but the same. Our love is like a video game. Surgical procedure, it's painful and invasive, your insurance won't cover, and when it's done you walk funny forever. Our love is like a surgical procedure. Our love is like a meatloaf song. It has its moments but it's way too long. Like a bat out of hell, it all goes wrong. Our love is like a meatloaf song. Some really bad movies. That's all time you can't retrieve. Our love is like Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
Bye.
track there from a band called Mont Corbier, and maybe you know of François de Mont Corbier. He was a dashing and a powerful troubadour poet. He lived somewhere around 1430 to 1460 or whatever in France. He escaped death three times. He was eventually hanged, but there's a band of the same name, Mont Corbier, which probably has very little to do with that, but you know how research goes. You get down, you go down, go down blind alley sometimes. But this band features this rich romantic sounds in the French Breton tradition. So there is a little bit of a connection there, right? Yep. There's some sort of New Orleans jazz, Baroque compositions of Bach, you know, and it's played, again, here we'll go to the promo people, the energy of a rock group, the finesse of a classical string orchestra, and the romanticism of a gypsy band all composed on French traditional instruments. That is Mont Corbier, which actually three of the main members of that band were Daniel Tonon, who was the founder of the French band Québécois band Edville Kepura. Yeah, I've played him before. He's known for his hurdy-gurdy play. In fact, he did a stint with Pink Floyd playing hurdy-gurdy. Now, that would be kind of a bit of a trip, wouldn't it? Nicolas Boulouris, who is also a member of Edville Kepura, and Oliver Demers, who plays the violin, guitar, and bouzouki mandolin. I believe he's now with the Levant du Nord at the moment. But they played all these instruments that were really difficult for sound technicians, you know, all these Breton instruments that were quiet and yet piercing when it gets to a certain level. Anyway, we have a couple more tracks left. Next up, we have Billy Bragg. Oh, by the way, that name of the track was Beware, Be New, Be New. And it was from their CD, Mont Corbier's CD called Le Piano de Serra. Billy Bragg is, Stephen William Billy Bragg is English singer-songwriter, political activist. You've probably heard him before, heard of him. I've played him before. Elements of folk and punk and protest songs, lyrics that span largely political and sometimes romantic themes. He was born in Barking in Essex. He developed an interest in poetry when he was quite young. He was particularly influenced by The Clash musically. He'd seen them play in London live in 1977. And in 1984, he released his first album. It was called Brewing Up with Billy Bragg. It was a mixture of political songs and so on. Next year, he released Between the Wars and went on his first tour of North America. It was, I think, supporting Echo and the Bunnymen or something. And the year after that, he released Talking with the Taxman about poetry. So that was his third top 10 albums, three albums in three outings. Now, that's a way to start a career. My goodness. Since then, he's gone from strength to strength, taking time off to raise kids, do other things, have a life, you know. This is one of his classic old songs from early on. This is called A New England, Billy Bragg.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I left at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for a New England. I'm just looking for another girl. Just looking for another girl.
It's Billy Bragg, classic material from the mid-1980s. In his early career, that was called A New England. And we've come to the end of the show. I have one more track here, and this has been a show about songs of new, episode 169 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is from a band called Mixed Grill, and it was led by T-Mac Omacholo, who's a Nigerian flautist. He had cross-cultural roots in Switzerland as well as in Nigeria. He had about 40 years and more musical career, formed a lot of different bands, and this is called Brand New Wayo. And anytime you mix Afrobeat and disco and reggae and funk and a selection of tasty grilled meats, it can't be anything but fantastic. This is recorded in Lagos. It was mixed and mastered at Abbey Road, released in 1979. Thanks for joining me. Do take care of each other, especially at these times. Happy trails.
Now, brand new Wayo, you know, because every day, every night, they come out with new things.